The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Well, some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings. Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone. They'll not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? What sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but not immediately be the end." And he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Last week I gave a 5-day retreat in Alhambra, and the topic of the retreat was the miracles of our Lord. And as the retreat unfolded, I recognized it was a double intention, not simply the miracles of the Lord, but also the importance of healing. Healing. Recognizing that we're all spiritually sick. And I opened up the retreat saying, "No, when I came to the retreat, the parking lot was packed. So there was only one space, and it was for the handicapped. So I actually parked in the handicapped place." And during the whole retreat, I said that I'm parked in the right place because I'm a spiritual handicap. And I am. Because we're all spiritually handicapped because we're all sinners. But Christ, and most of the miracles that I was explaining during the retreat, and you can watch it on YouTube if you like, that'll be posted, is Jesus healing the blind and the deaf and the mute and the paralytic and the lepers. Christ came to heal. So recognize that we are sick. We're spiritually sick, but there's a doctor in the house. Amen, huh? There's a doctor in the house, Dr. Jesus. He's there to heal us if we recognize that we are sick. We are sick. The Lord can heal. And He can heal. In my family, I've got doctors, nurses in my family, a lot of medical people. It takes a while. Physical healing takes a while. However, spiritual healing can happen as quickly as we want because the healer is Jesus Christ. And it's pretty good price, no? Gratis, no? So let's ask our Lord to work in our healing. Amen? The first reading is, it's a fabulous reading, especially if you maybe like English literature and you like symbolism and you like images. It's and it lends itself to many, many interpretations. The vision of the king that Daniel interpreted. There's so much to say in this, I don't know where to start, but I'd like to start with this. Many people come to the priests for many things, but many will come with their dreams. And when they come with their dreams, that casts me into a minor desolation. It does. And I'll tell you why. Who cares? I mean, inside I say that, who cares, no? Who cares? But then I'll give you the interpretation that would, that St. John of the Cross would give, because you have people that live more in the dream world than their feet on the earth, no? A dream is a dream. And if you're to do the greatest things or the most immoral things in the dream, there's no, it's neither morally good nor morally bad, because you're in a, you're in an unconscious state, no? If you find yourself in a dream killing someone or committing adultery, whatever it might be, no sin involved in that. Because you're unconscious. To be able to commit a sin, you have to be aware, right? But my general interpretation is this. Okay, as a result of that dream, were you more loving and patient and kind and mortified and prayerful? No, Father, forget it. Chuck it. Chuck it. Jettison it. Get rid of it. But if you find yourself, because of that dream, you're praying more rosaries, you're practicing more penance, you're more kind with your spouse, you're kinder with your sister, well, I hope you have a dream every night then. So you can tell if the dream is good if it's helping you to become more holy. Amen? So that's my two cents on when they come to the dream, bring the dreams to me as a priest. No? Okay, Relevant Radio and Conversation with God gives this interpretation to the dream interpreted by Daniel. It says, we all have feet of clay. What does that mean, Father? Well, we all have feet of clay. We're all weak. We're all very weak. That's the interpretation from Relevant Radio, which I really like. We're all very weak. What did Jesus say? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak? Remember that passage from Paul that says, the good that I want to do, remember that passage? The good I want to do, I end up doing the exact opposite. I think this happened to all of us. Okay, starting now, I am going to go on a diet and I'm going to lose weight after Thanksgiving, okay? After Black Friday. After Christmas. After New Year's. After Valentine's Day. After St. Patrick's. After, and we never arrive at hoy. It's siempre mañana, 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 right? Mañana. No? So every one of us has experienced within our lives good proposals, and we don't carry them out. That's why I wrote my book, Roadmap to Heaven. My book is designed to help us to put into practice our good proposals. I'm going to have a radio interview this morning on my book, so say a prayer for me. Okay? So let's pray for the grace to be able to put into practice our good proposals, but recognize that we are very weak. Philip Neri saw the bum on the road. There go I, save the grace of God. Saint Therese. You know what she said? I am capable of the worst things in the world without God's grace. St. Francis, at the end of his life, I could still be a father of 100 kids. Wow! St. Francis, no? His passions were still percolating. And St. Therese says, the reason why I did not commit sins is because God cleared the path. You're running a race. You got obstacles. More difficult, right? You're running. If those obstacles are moved, you move quickly. So St. Therese says, God moved the obstacles I think we should pray for that. Lord, remove the obstacles. Did you ever read the life of Philip Neri? When he's a lay person, he said, Lord, put your arm on me, lest I betray you. When he's a priest, he said, put both of your arms on me, lest I betray you. As a priest? Huh? I'd ask the Lord, put your three arms on me if you got three arms. Huh? And that's good because we recognize that we're so weak. But God is strong. We're weak, but God is strong. One last story from the life of a saint. Saint Faustina, a great modern saint, said, one day I will overcome my major defect. At the end of the day, she fell seven times more. And Jesus appeared to her, and she said, Lord, why? Why? Jesus said, because you relied upon yourself and not on God. Amen? Therefore, that beautiful prayer from the psalm, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If God is with us, who can be against us? The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Amen.